Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christy, I thank you for your really wonderfully stated words. You did mention a couple stories I was going to share right here, so I'm going to maybe share a slight different flavor to some of them. I do want us to know that Henry Weed was born in 1930, Louise Weed in 1931, and he said in many of our visits something that President Eisenhower used to say. You've said to me many a time, we were poor, but we didn't know it. If you are poor and your neighbors are also poor, you don't know it. It just seems normal. Farmers, you worked and you worked hard. You often bartered with neighbors. If I grow vegetables and you produce meat, we will set something aside for one another. And that's how you provided. Those were tougher times, the 1930s and the 1940s, in the Gilbert, Batesburg area. It's beautiful now, but those were tougher times. Her family produced vegetables. You said especially butter beans. You pick them in the afternoon, you shell them at night. I'm from the city, I don't know anything about all that, but it sounds romantic a little bit, but I'm sure it was hard work. But Henry said, you certainly knew the value of a dollar. Here's something I never knew until talking with this wonderful gentleman. Back in those days, high school only went through 11th grade. Some of you are nodding. I'd never heard that in my lifetime. Pastor Con, you've never heard that. You're too young to know that. 11th grade. It changed between Henry graduating and Louise graduating. She had to do 12. Henry went to the University of South Carolina for a brief while, then joined the United States Air Force. During the Korean War, how do I know these things? Henry has shared them with me. They're delightful to hear of these things. Way, way back, Henry was working on early detection radar when that was a new technology. And in South Carolina, boys were about to be sent to Korea, and Senator Strom Thurmond arranged to have our guys sent to Germany. And the place they would have gone to was overrun by the Chinese. So it's great to have you with us. In 1953, Henry got out of the Air Force, came back to this area. I do want to share the story about the drive-in because there's an important detail that I love to share. That car of bachelors would go to the drive-in restaurants looking for the young ladies. I know we're in church, but that's the truth, right? But here's the part I will always remember this. I love this detail. Henry, as Christy has said, asked Louise out on a date, and she turned him down. That part we got so far, but here's the part I love. She turned him down and said, I don't know you. And Henry said, how will you ever get to know me if you don't go out with me? That argument won the day. You dated successfully, obviously, and married in July of 1955. Last year was, as you said, your 68th wedding anniversary. Louise finished high school, did not continue her education, became a bank teller, was good at crunching numbers, a very practical thinker. You said she was quicker and more accurate than the young college-educated guys. She did the books, and like you said, she kept you grounded as well. In marriage, you have to have two different types of people. And Henry's a little bit of a risk taker, and Louise is a little more conservative. The other story I love is, by the way, they started out poor, but you guys have the ethic of hard work, of a little bit of business acumen, and the ethic of treating other people the way you want to be treated. Some smart investments, a little real estate, and done all right. But here's the story I love. Henry decided that he wanted to buy a Dollar General. And that took, we won't talk dollars, but that took a substantial investment, and Louise was opposed. And Henry wanted to do it, and Louise was strongly opposed. And they had, let's say politely, they had some vigorous discussion, and Henry did it anyway. That's kind of right? But it turned out okay. And I think he liked to mention that to Louise once in a while. Two wonderful kids. However you get there, you got there, right? You should know that your parents spoke of you to me many a time. Loved to show me pictures, talk about where you were, what you were doing, the things you'd achieved. They did love you, but were also proud of you as well. So I've known you guys just since 2019. Imagine this, I'm the new pastor here. You're looking at your list of whose homes you should be visiting. Many of our people live nearby here. I live in Ballantyne, most of our people live in Irmo, West Columbia. I looked up Henry and Louise Weed, they live in Batesburg. Where is that? And I did have to turn off the paved road. There is a sign by your house, cow crossing. I'm thinking, I'm in the country now. I grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. I took a picture of that sign and put it on my Facebook page. I said, you know you're in the country of South Carolina. It doesn't have the words cow crossing, it's just a picture of a cow. And there are cows crossing that road. But you have a beautiful property there that they bought in 1972 from a man who had done business with Louise's father years ago. That's wonderful. To visit folks you're just meeting, Henry, I have to say this. I have always experienced you guys as warm and welcoming. Your house was open to me immediately. You were glad to receive company. You guys have been delightful to visit. I will continue to come visit you. Henry has said to me for these years, did you bring your rifle? There's enough land to hunt there, and I've always said, not this time, maybe this year. But I'm a pastor, I'm there to visit, to read the Bible, to speak of the Lord, and Henry says, did you bring your rifle? I have one, but no, I haven't brought it. But to visit with you was obviously to see some of the struggles that have gone on, as you said, for the last couple years, but you do not visit Henry and Louise without immediately knowing of their faith. You have had, like everyone does, of course, the good times, the tough times. You do not visit Henry Weed without him saying, the Lord has blessed us. I've heard you say that many times. Your accountant has said you have the Midas touch. I would say you've worked very hard. Henry's version is, the Lord has been good to us. All those things, yes. The Lord has been good to you. The scripture readings I chose thinking of you in Lamentations. King Solomon says that sometimes you go through suffering. I'm not quoting, but that's what he says, right? He says that it's good for us to bear the yoke. And sometimes we bear it in silence, but this is what he adds. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. There is that back and forth in life. There's the good and the tough, and then the tough and the good. In visiting Henry and Louise, I will say this, Henry always spoke more. Henry is a chatter. And in a good way, Henry, that's not an insult. But Louise had a stability and a strength and a warm smile. I'll never forget that part. That the hard had come, but the love of the Lord and of his people was always present. And so St. Paul says a very similar thing. St. Paul says what comes in our lives in Romans chapter 8, hardship, difficulty, nakedness, danger. He says, do any of these things destroy our faith? No. Nothing. He has a long list. I was just summarizing by saying nothing. Nothing is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That Christ Jesus loves you, dies for us, rises for us, and nothing can snatch you away from the hands of the Lord. Louise knew that and trusted that all the way. And so Jesus says the same thing again in John 6. The Father has given me my own, and no one takes them from me. No one, nothing. It is the will of the Father that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. All we have to ask is Louise one of those people who looked to the Son and believed in him? And the answer is unreservedly yes. And she lived that and walked it. It is never our will to say farewell to dear, sweet people like Louise. But the Lord in his time calls the saints to their heavenly home. And we would say, Lord, never do that. He will call all of us at some point. And so he asks us to bear in mind that Jesus says, they shall have eternal life. Not they might, not I hope so. They do. Louise is with the Lord. I know, I'm sure. We rightly miss her. That is correct. And we grieve that she's not with us. But she is with the Lord. Walking with Jesus, so will you be, right? So will you be. Amen.